Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. John Deeney is our guest. JohnFDeeney.com is his website. You can find out more about his book there, Hunting in a Farmer's World, his award-winning book, by the way, I hasten to add, and much deserved. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. JohnFDeeney.com, I know, but also the Tab Boards organization, you're still very much involved in that.
Sure, absolutely. That's locatable at thealternativeboard.com.
Yeah, so check that out. Hey, John, switching subjects completely.
Yes, sir.
When you're talking to your roundtable CEOs, you got dozens of them that you work with there in the San Antonio area. What are you hearing from them about the economy? What's the general? If you had to condense and compress all of their anecdotal feedback to you, what would you say the economy is doing right now? How's it going?
Well, we have to talk on two levels, Jim. Locally, we're doing great. I mean, we have this huge Eagle Ford shale play south of us that's pouring money into the economy locally.
You guys are an aberration for the rest of the country.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys in North Dakota.
Our unemployment's in the low fours.
Yeah.
It's really tough. The biggest complaint around here is I can't find enough decent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But overall, and especially, a lot of my clients aren't strictly local. They're distributors or manufacturers. They do business nationally. And the rest of the country still has, and I hate to say it because I've been saying it since the end of 2008, we've got this malaise. People are very worried about the regulatory environment. The cost of compliance is getting crippling.
How many of your people are concerned about Obamacare right now?
Every one times
are they frightened?
Two. I mean, there's practical issues that aren't even regulatory yet. I've got two clients with about 100 employees each. And because of all the publicity about Obamacare, they pay about 50%. They're both fairly low-wage, hospitality-based industries.
Right.
And they both pay about 50% of health care, which in hospitality
is a lot.
Very good. Few employers do that.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all the publicity, a large number of employees who never signed up before are saying, well, I understand I'm going to get fined if I don't sign up for something, so I'll sign up for yours. Well, their 50% contribution in both cases is going to go up about $150,000 this year.
Wow.
And they're looking at, 100 employee companies.
What happened to Affordable Care Act?
Yeah. That's straight bottom-line impact.
That's right off the
they're
bottom
looking
line.
At it. Yeah. They're looking at saying, where am I going to come up with $150,000?
And that's going to become even clearer to them over the. Have they just found this out?
This is year's enrollments. It's not Obamacare. This year. This is just the increase in enrollments.
And they don't even know what 2015 is going to cost them yet.
No, they haven't.
See, that's
haven't
the thing,
seen
folks.
The impact of
this is my point. Even before the 2015 employer mandate kicks in, they're paying 150% more.
Yeah, 150,000 more.
1,000 more. I'm sorry, 150,000 more.
It's about double.
We don't even know what it's going to be when the mandate kicks in. They'll be getting those prices any day now, by the way, John.
Yeah, and this community rating is untrue. One of them had signed up for a new health plan because a new carrier because it kept their premiums level.
Yeah.
And then all these additional people, like 30 additional people signed up for health care, and the carrier came back and said, oh, well, your company is a whole different statistical mix now. We're raising your premiums by 17%
from
what we quoted.
Wow. Oh, man. And so that's got to, as that ripples through the economy, as the employer mandate comes online over the next 3 months, John, I'm concerned that that's going to have another negative impact on the economy.
I think it will, too. I think, you know, we're already, I just did a piece yesterday on my blog, you know, real wages are at 1986 levels.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get better because the money's being siphoned off elsewhere.
Yeah.
And quite frankly,
yeah.
I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it's been siphoned off into the healthcare industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is already so overweight, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep checking in with you, and your folks are pretty darn good indicators of what's happening in the economy out there. JohnFDeeney.com is the website. The book is called Hunting in a Farmer's World, award-winning book. John, thanks again for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
John
Deeney,
ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.